Aiden was her age, in her level at high school. Short, stocky, dark-eyed, dark-haired, he had the easy, magnetic charm of a bartender who could lean on the counter listening to your problems or break up a fight and toss you out the door. In Irish, Aiden meant fire and flame, warmth of the home, and the moment Blythe saw him, she flushed with heat. He had only that year moved to Arlington, but he was handsome, athletic, and smart. He quickly became part of the gang of popular guys. He was in only one class that Blythe took, history, and he sat behind her and to the right, so she couldn't see him except when he entered and left the classroom, but she was aware of him whenever they passed each other in the halls. He had a great smile and broad, muscular shoulders. He wore cotton rugby shirts no matter how cold it got. He was almost always the first to answer in class, and the prettiest girls in her grade clustered around him, chattering away, trying to keep his interest. Aiden radiated a quiet, masculine strength. Blythe wasn't surprised to learn that he was a wrestler, the best in his league. That was their junior year. She'd giggled with her girlfriends about him. She'd given him a lingering smile whenever their eyes met. One day, at the end of history class, she accidentally on purpose dropped her notebook, and Aiden had picked it up for her. "Thanks," she said casually. "I'm Blythe." "I know," Aiden had said, smiling. She'd blushed, become flustered, and babbled, "Oh, right. Of course you know, we're in the same class. Mr. Ruoff calls on me all the time." "True." Aiden's gaze was like sunlight on a cold day. "But I've been asking around. About you."
"You have?"
Her breath caught. She was mesmerized, and she was never mesmerized. She was pretty and smart and popular. Lots of guys were interested in her.
"I'm not always like this," she told him.
"Let me take you out Saturday night and you can show me what you're like."
Aiden suddenly blushed, and it was a gorgeous, sexy sight, the way the pink flooded up from the base of his neck to his cheeks.
"That sounded wrong somehow."
Blythe had shamelessly batted her eyelashes.
"It sounded right to me."
Students were pouring into the room for the next class. Aiden and Blythe cut through the crowd and went out into the hall.
"I've got to go this way," she told Aiden.
"I've got to go that way. Look, I've got a car. Meet me in the parking lot when classes are over."
"I will,"
she promised, and hurried down the hall with the few stragglers late for class. She sank down into her seat, her heart pounding, and for all she knew, she wasn't even in the right classroom, and it didn't matter where she was, because she had Aiden waiting for her at the end of the school day. It happened so quickly between them. It wasn't just physical, although that was fierce and compelling. Aiden was smart, too, super smart, and he didn't hide the fact that he loved words. He loved poetry. Wait, Blythe had thought. A guy liked poetry and was also on the wrestling team? It was his Irish heritage, he explained. Both his parents were Irish immigrants, and his grandparents lived there still.
"I'll take you to meet my grandparents sometime," Aiden promised. "They'll love you, and you'll see where I learned to love words."
As their junior year progressed, they became that couple. They went everywhere together. They spoke on the phone before going to sleep. Blythe attended all his wrestling matches, even though she'd never paid much attention to any kind of wrestling before. And the wrestling! As they became more and more intimate, Aiden showed her different wrestling moves: the screw lock throw, the fireman's carry, the takedown. First, he demonstrated the Irish collar and elbow grip when they were in Blythe's bedroom, with the door open, always. And when he gently thumped Blythe onto her bedroom floor with its wall-to-wall carpet, her father came up the stairs demanding to know what was going on. After that, he showed his wrestling moves in the family room, where Blythe's parents could watch.